Good afternoon, Liam. I haven't caught up with you in 2022. It's great to have you back on the program.
It's great to hear your voice, mate, but I'd rather see your face, but here we are again.
Don't.
We'll talk about good stuff. We'll leave that aside.
Yeah, we'll leave an hour one afternoon and have a real talk about what's going on in society. Now, mate, we've got a pretty big event heading to Mildura.
Yep, Somersault is coming to Mildura on March 26th, and it's already got a huge support from the community, which is fantastic. Sold over 4,000 tickets. But to make sure it comes back next year and events like it start looking at Mildura as a region for these big events, we need a big push from local community and the surrounding areas to get those numbers up. We need at least 6,000. So if you haven't bought your ticket, jump on board and get on board, because it'll be an awesome event. And it's an event that we all need after these 2 years.
Well, I'm going to go out in a bit of a limb here, Liam. I've run a few motorsportsman's nights over the years and a few other things. And typical Mildura, they whinge and complain that they don't have anything to go and watch. And when they do, they leave it to the last minute to buy tickets.
Yes, I've been privy to that, owning sets and putting bands on. But the main thing is they do get out and they do eventually support it. So we're hoping for a big push in the next month or so. But please, I'm pretty sure that all the VIP tickets are sold. So
yeah.
It's general admin for the rest of us. But make sure you round up your troops, round up your friends, family, and really support this event, because it'll be a great thing to have on the annual calendar, and also put a bit of focus on Mildura, as I said, as a region for holding such events.
Liam, it's only got to be half as good as Triple J's one night stand, and you're on a winner.
Well, we all still talk about that, but we've been very slow to replicate that. So I think we had 17,000 people to that event, and you know, something that we all still talk about as an awesome event for Mildura. So let's give those numbers a nudge and get out and about and have an awesome time down the river listening to some great Aussie music.
Wow, I've seen the John Butler. Well, I've seen the John Butler Trio. I've seen John Butler himself. I've seen Missy Higgins in concert. Just those two alone, mate, is worth your ticket price.
Yeah, and then you've got Xavier Rudd, which is a huge favourite of mine. You've got Birds of Tokyo that's
yep.
having some massive hits. The Waifs, the Dregs, Talia, and then also we're trying to get some local acts on there as well, just to support, because that's what it's all about. So fingers crossed that happens as well.
Well, that would be great exposure for local bands. You're going to get more local people probably to go along to the event, and it's just great exposure for the young bands in St Regis, and you don't know what door it will open for them.
Yeah, and we've got some not just in music, you know, sport, everything. We've got some good talent in this region, so we need to give them as much chance as possible to make sure they take that next step.
Mate, what date's Somersault on?
March 26th. So
not far away.
Get your diaries right now and put it in, and even more so, as I said, round up your friends and family and book your tickets and let's smash that 6,000 patron number right out of the water.
You know, we're pretty blessed in a lot of ways, Liam, here in St Regis, especially with a concert like that. There's not many spots in the country that can hold it on the banks of the Murray River. We're in a pretty unique situation.
Well, the Zachariah group, who's actually organising it and bringing it to town, said exactly that. They're like, why don't we know about this spot? And now they do, so there's no excuses.
No.
So hopefully they come back again and again and again and keep bringing us great, great band.
Liam, I'm almost out of time today. It'll be great to have you back in the studio in the next, we'll take a rough guess at that, in the next whenever, and we can get down to some council business and have a chat face-to-face. But it's been great to catch up with you again.
Yeah, thanks, mate. There's always council business in the background, but let's focus on the good stuff for now, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get that 6,000 mark and above for Somersault, and let's run into 2022 and have the rest of the events here in Mildura be a huge success no matter what they are.
Yep, and as I said, we've got the location, we've got the weather for it, so get out and about, everyone. Enjoy it.
Liam, great to catch up with you. Talk to you again next week, mate.
Talk soon. Thanks, mate.